I'm Renee Rochelle, the founder and president of One True Match. I'm here to help you find and cultivate the love of your life. For over a decade, I've dedicated my life to the importance, purpose, and dynamic of human relationships. My team and I are disciplined by faith, love, and integrity to help our clients find the quality relationship they've always dreamt of. Each week, I will be sharing the tools and tips I've learned that have rooted my success as a matchmaker with other leaders around the world.
Hello, loves. Welcome back. I'm beyond thrilled to be sitting here with not only my dear friend, but also colleague in the industry of life coaching and helping people figure out who they are. And I wanted to bring her on. We've done an episode a while back, but before we had video, it's been a minute, right? To talk about how to gain clarity in such like a complicated world when it comes to relationships. So we're going to walk away with giving good direction of how to really figure out, you know, who you are and what you're looking for when it comes to clarity in a relationship, because I'm faced with this all day long in the matchmaking world with our clients and just matches of trying to figure out why they haven't met that person yet. So today I wanted to bring Michelle on because she does such a great job with our clients and just even working with matches to really point out the fine-tuned details to help give somebody a visual clarity of their direction. So I'm sitting here with the Michelle Dawn. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
So glad you're
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Welcome. So the first question that I really want to ask you is when you begin with a client and you kind of just give them instructions of how to get started and how to, you know, put what they do on paper to fine-tune, obviously, their direction. What are some of the things that you're thinking or looking at when you begin that the session that you have with your client?
For the collage portion?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of it. There really is none of that. That's where you get them out of their head, and so they don't have to think about those things, because typically somebody, especially looking for love, is overthinking the process and then maybe not telling you the full disclosure of what's really going on with them. So the beauty of the exercise is for them to get out of their head, especially if they're very structured, and just do an organic project in the afternoon, or maybe it's the morning, but just do an organic project visually, because that way they can, you know, do something fun that is enjoyable, but then later when we do the reading, actually see where they're at, because they're the ones that put that information on the board. So that combination of words and pictures tells the story of where they are, and then the changes they need to make, and then where they're going, and then steps they need to get there.
Right. Which I can't tell you how many times Michelle being able to sit with a client or a match,
right,
and really, like I keep saying, fine tuning what it is in their mind, but being able to visually see it and explain it.
Yes.
And so tell me really just about how you have this, I say, gift from God and this talent, this intuitive nature to be able to really pull out the things that sometimes people have like stuffed in, like, you know, the deepest, darkest area in their psyche, that they don't even know that you're able to pull out.
Right. That's what, again, why people start there with me. They have to do a clarity collage before we do any coaching, because kind of the same thing was happening with me. People would come to coach and they don't know what they want to coach about.
Right.
You know, maybe we talk about our relationship or my job or whatever the case may be, but that's really not what's going on, because who really wants to get that vulnerable with somebody they don't really know and tell all their deepest dark secrets or what, you know, how they're feeling. So with the collage, all that comes up organically. And they think they're just cutting out things and putting cute pictures on a board, like a traditional vision board of like wants. And this is actually telling the story. So they can give me a little bit of insight in the beginning when I meet them, but I have an empathic nature. So the more I'm around them, you know, if the project takes 2 to 3 to 4 hours and I'm sitting with them and chatting with them, they might not be telling me everything. But when it comes to the reading, that tells the story. And they'll say, well, I didn't even tell you that. And I'm like, right. So that's where then the trust is built. And then that's where we can go on to coach around those things that they need help with.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which I love that you also, you know, set it up to really do on an annual basis, because I always tell everybody we're forever growing. And if we're not, then we're just stagnant.
Correct.
Right? And who wants to just be stagnant or complacent in life? You want to be thriving. You want to be growing. There's so much God has designed you to discover. Yes. And so what I love about the Clarity Collage is it's really just, like you said, the stepping stones to then create that direction we're talking about in all things. And it's not just a romantic relationship. A lot of things come up on people's career. They come up on like their purpose, you know, their direction of things that they want to do, their relationships with their family. And obviously their relationship and the romantic side of it typically comes up.
It always comes up.
And when it doesn't, then I also question whether or not they're truly ready for a relationship or maybe their focus is too spread thin on too many things. So when we talk about having direction and clarity, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people struggle with not only finding their right love, but also really having that clear picture, like this crystal clear picture. Of course, God has all the plans.
All the plans.
But you're doing the activity not just by yourself or in a room if there's other people there or with you, but you're doing it with God.
Definitely.
And what I love is a spiritual impact that really comes through that vision, that collage, right?
Yeah.
And kind of the walk away that you have from doing that, you know, exercise where you're like, wow, now I have kind of the next year goals.
They have like a roadmap.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Yeah. Because we're not here to be mediocre, obviously. Right. So that perpetual growth every year really helps catapult them to, you know, stay accountable for the things that they do want to get done. But some people aren't necessarily in a season of love. There might be more healing or work to do before they're actually ready for you to find them a match.
Right.
So it's good for them to do that. So then I can pass them back off to you and say, hey, here's what's going on. So that it makes your job a little easier in finding their one true match.
It does. So, I mean, I can't tell you how many clients we say from the beginning, especially the ones that just say they want to get that extra guidance because they don't want to repeat their past.
Correct.
So many clients that have come from us, either they haven't dated or come to us, they either haven't dated, so they don't have any dating experience, or they've dated too much, or they've been married a couple of times. So I always say, like, to have a different result, go through a different door, try something different to really understand what the things are that make you, like, do this or do that, or why you respond, or why maybe you're not good at conflict resolution, why maybe communication. And all of that starts to come up, which is so cool on this collage. And it's in a way that is deeper understanding, kind of like I say when you take a personality test or a love language, the more that you can learn about yourself, the more that you can communicate to others and be more understanding how different we are. I think so many times we just go around floating through life. We are who we are, right? God designed us this way. We've been doing life this way. But we never really think about how do we now use those talents? How do we know our strengths? How do we know our weaknesses? Yeah. And excel in the areas where we have weaknesses that we can be better in all areas of conversation, communication, and goals. So the one thing I also always tell everybody, this is not a dream board. I loved it one time. You told me, okay, so Renee, are you planning on getting a plane this year? Like, why is that going on the board, right? And I was like, no, I'm not planning on getting a plane. I just, like, I'd love to learn how to fly someday. But I love it that you also say this is not a dream board.
Right.
This is like an accountability roadmap kind of, right?
Yes.
And to not put it all on the board because we can't do it all. But to hold yourself accountable on a yearly basis, I think, is way much more obtainable.
Yes.
Because I think too many times people call this like a dream board. They do it. And they're like, well, it was great in the moment. They totally put it aside. They never see it. They never look at it again. And then they're lost.
And well, they really look at it like a success or a failure, which is not the point. So,
Right. So what are some advice that you give around that? Obviously, do it yearly. But
Yes. Do it yearly for sure, because that's the difference between a traditional vision board is that people just think it's success or fail. They'll go back and look at it and say, well, none of these things happened. None of this happened for me. So never doing this again.
Right.
Or, you know, I've done that before. So I've already gotten all those things. So what more do I need to do? You know, they can't see past like the current moment to do the dream and everything. We're still going to naturally dream, but it's not always about manifesting something. It's about being in alignment with your purpose and the season that you're in to do the work, to keep learning and growing so you can get to the next level. And that's the main source of the project of what I try to teach them.
Right. So that you kind of grow with it as you go, obviously.
Correct. Too. Because it ends up telling a story. So clients that have worked with me for a decade then they're able to, you know, have that, see that perpetual growth if they laid them all out. But a lot of them will bring the previous one to a session and then we compare them and they can see it for themselves. And they're like, wow, look where I was and now look where I am. And so that gives them extra confidence and makes them feel worthy and valued and lets them know they're right where they need to be to do the, you know, other goals.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And I think too, so many times when we talk about this all day long, like what do you say on a first date or what do you say after so many years of marriage? Right. How do you keep the spice alive? How do you keep things like exciting, unique, and different, right? So a lot of that has to come up with like topics, right? To talk about, right? That aren't just the ordinary same old, boring things. And what I really enjoy about this when we have our clients do this exercise and they go through my Love Stars course, and part of it is obviously doing the clarity board, and is where they then get in practice of sharing what you've told them, which is always a moment to me because I usually have their notes and then I also hear them explain it.
Right.
But it's also like putting on, you know, you start riding a bike with training wheels and then you eventually take them off. And if you don't keep practicing, you'll forget how to ride a bike. Like I haven't ridden a bike in years. Now I have a 5-year-old and I'm now trying to relearn how to pedal. Right. But it's like those things you have to keep yourself in rhythm to keep the wheels moving. Yeah. And so what's really cool about that is from what you tell them, from their process, the reflection and their thinking thought through, they're able to now describe to them when somebody asks them a little bit more what's happening in their life than something so either closed off or something that's so awful from their past that it comes across as a negative.
Right.
And part of starting a relationship and being successful in a relationship even you've been in forever is also your attitude.
Yeah.
Your positivity. Yeah. And so what are you doing to live out, also seek, and then like manifest, as you're saying, basically, right out there to your surrounding of individuals? And truly, it goes back to like having that clarity on that collage that is no negative person tearing you down saying you can't do this, you can't do that. But I love that you also say put it up in a place where you can see it on a regular basis, right? Yes. So you're reminded of like, this is a small but also big portion of who God has designed me to be, who I want to thrive as goals to set, and then see what happens in your life.
Exactly.
Because I think I always say without that step that Michelle really does, with all the other things that we teach, it's like people are lost when it comes to the clarity of their own direction.
They are.
Right? Yeah. And how do you give somebody direction when you don't even know your own direction?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And when I say in alignment, your actions, words, and thoughts have to be in full alignment for not only you, for you to be in alignment with your purpose, but also be in integrity. Right. And so you're the only one that knows what you're thinking, but your thought, your words, and your actions should match. So when you have a collage in front of you, you should easily be able to see that. And you should easily be able to see maybe where you're out of alignment.
Right.
So if you can rein all that back in, and then do the steps and do the work to get where you need to be, things happen effortlessly.
It does. Even when you're starting like a business or something. I remember there was one time there was something we were trying to add to the company. And one of my boards was just like, well, that's not going to happen unless this part that you are also desiring is balanced. And it was so obvious why things weren't moving in the direction of what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because my board spelled it all out for me and you just like clarified it.
Yeah. It's literally like a roadmap, like I said, and it's up to you. You know, I always say it's like the candy land of life, right? You have all the little steps and all the little colors and it tells you what to do and it's yours, you know? So people will say, well, how did you know that? Or I was thinking that, right? Because your soul put it there.
Right.
So that's the beauty, because then you have this sense of almost like pride that you created this roadmap for yourself and you have a reminder. And you know what you need to do, and you can hold your own self accountable. It's great to have a coach or a mentor to help guide you through that, through relationship and whatever else. But it starts with you.
It does. That's why
that's your whole program.
The whole course is called Love Starts With You. I say with God, right?
Yeah,
and the more time, and it seems like I know I told everybody, it seems like a elementary in some regards activity, but it honestly, so many times, especially as a business owner, you sit down, you kind of write out a plan, and then if you have a partner, great, you talk to them about it. If you don't, then it's just you, the note paper and the pencil, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I doing? And so what I always say, what's great about this is you have no clue what's going on. You're unbiased.
Yeah.
You do this activity. You're able to like spell it out visually.
Yeah.
And then not only do you have like the numbers and everything written on your yellow pad or white pad or whatever you have, you also have the visual.
Yeah.
And the time that I don't even think people understand that they're doing is they're also like during that time, like kind of spending more time with their inner soul that God's beautifully designed them to have. So not only, I mean, I can't rave enough about this. Of course, this is why I wanted to bring you on because our clients and matches have had so much tremendous success going forward because then we're able to teach them the things that they've learned from it. And then the techniques how to have great communication skills in the direction of the relationship goals they really, really thrive to have, which is an equal, compatible partnership that like grows together because you're able to communicate. And
that's a good point. I think that it opens up them to see a new perspective because sometimes they're very lineal. You know, it's like, this is what I want. I want to get there. Help me get there, Renee.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I'm not a magician, but what the project does is help them see, well, maybe that's actually not what I'm looking for. Maybe I'm actually, and it makes them take a step back and look at themselves, which we do, but it's such a beautiful exercise.
Because you did it.
Because you did it. And then you're like, okay, well, wait a minute. She didn't tell me to put all these things here. So then when they have time for reflection, it's important that I give them a reading to guide them and show them where they're at. But it's also important, and I tell them to do this, take some time for reflection and journal about what they see and how they feel about things and what changed for them. How has their perception changed since doing the board? And all those are things that they can take back to you. And then maybe that shifts. Maybe the people they were looking for, then those three get crossed off and three new ones get added on, right?
Right.
Because we think we know what we want, but that might not be what's best for our soul and what God has for us. And so I think it's a beautiful union to be able to do that and then give them back to you and say, hey, you're magic.
You right.
Know, they can have a different conversation with them, I feel like.
Well, and us is, you know, for a living interviewing people, like the hardest challenge for us is, you know, everybody will say, well, how long will it take to find my true love?
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's really up to you and God, right? Our job is to obviously bring the most amazing, compatible candidates for our clients that are out there. But I always say the more time that we get to unfold who our client is, we're that much more successful when we're interviewing.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody that's really closed-minded or you're somebody that says, well, my life isn't really that interesting or I don't really know how to say, or you get into these same conversations and they feel mundane, do one of these clarity like collages because it's like the first stepping stone to another way of having something to talk about that's like inspiring and exciting. And then also admitting to some of the things that you've just done, basically, you're admitting out loud to be able, when somebody asks you, what are some of your strengths and weaknesses? It's amazing on a job interview. You're like, well, you throw out a weakness that's actually like a good thing to the employer, right? When it comes to like matching with somebody and talking to them, you're not going to share all of the worst things ever you've done. You're better off sharing the things that you've learned.
Yeah.
So that it's that much more like received when you're in the right relationship.
Definitely.
And I think that's why a lot of relationships either fail because they don't know who they are. They haven't gone through something of this to self-discover.
Yeah.
And then how do they articulate it like you do in a way that they can actually describe that?
Yeah.
And that is so, I mean, there is nothing more, I feel like, attractive to anybody when they're educating them on some type of thing that they've never learned. Or when somebody starts to fall in love with you, right? Or you're with somebody. I always loved going home and like sharing what I learned on the board to my family, to my friends, right? Because then it's like, it just makes that much more sense instead of me just talking about these ideas, but also putting it out there to show them. So.
Exactly.
I just love what you do. And I feel like the whole world should start with you, not only through their own self-guidance of, you know, their relationship with God to really talk to him about the direction, the plan that he has for them, but also to do something like this clarity collage as the next step to then come to us to be able to have these conversations, to get them in that journey whether you're a client or you're a match,
yeah,
I'm telling you, our clients want to meet the ones that have already done these steps to be that much more ready and prepared so that when we do that introduction, it's taking flight that much quicker.
Totally.
Because two people truly know who they are, where they're headed, and they have direction for us to do our job much easier.
And doing it from a positive mindset, making, you know, I'm kind of guiding and supervising that they put positive pictures and positive words, you know, like not stress-free and all these crazy things that society teaches us that are positive.
Right.
So, you know, I'm kind of watching over them, making sure they're not putting that. So then when they're looking at that and focusing on that and knowing the changes they need to make, it's coming from a good place.
Right. Which yeah. is, I mean, with the world being as dark and scary and right. just traumatizing as it is, we need more of that for sure.
Yes.
All of us do.
We
to keep sane and to keep on the right path. And no great things are ahead.
Totally.
So I so love and appreciate
you.
You coming on to speak this message to everybody. And if you are off this season, obviously, for Easter, and you're looking for something to do for yourself or gift
yes.
it to somebody else, there's actually a couple right now that I want to send you to. They're happily matched, but they're like now going through the next steps of where they're going to go in the relationship.
That.
And then you start talking about finances, and you talk about who's going to move who where,
yes.
and all my long distance relationships.
Exciting.
That's when it's like, do one of these,
yes.
talk it through, have these big topic conversations. And if you're single and just alone and you're trying
right.
to figure this out, there is nothing better than doing them. So all of Michelle's contact information will be in our show notes. And if you have any other additional questions, please write in. We love hearing from you. We love the topics of conversations we can discuss where any of these details are going to be helpful for any areas of your relationship. So we're going to love and leave you and hope you have the dearest and best Easter, remembering all that Jesus did for us.
It's been another great talk on this episode of One True Talks by Renee Rochelle. I look forward to our next chat. Please write in your questions and comments so I can be sure to talk about whatever it is you want to discuss in our next upcoming episode. Lots of love. God bless. XOXO.